you to turn with me to some scripture found in the 20th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. And I want to, again, today ask for your prayers. And I want to ask you to pray for the lost. I want to see God's work here today among us. I hope to see people saved here in the service this morning. That's my hope. I came in expectation and anticipation of that. And I know that God can save. He can save. So let's read these scriptures here in Matthew chapter 20, beginning with verse 29, and it'll just be a real short scripture reading. Matthew chapter 20, beginning with verse 29. And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." And Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What will ye that I shall do unto you?" They say unto him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. And that's reading in Matthew chapter 20, beginning with verse 29 and completing that chapter for a reading lesson. The title of my message today will be "When Jesus Passed By." That's what the scriptures tell us here, that these men, it says, when they heard that Jesus passed by. And so that's the thought today that I want us to consider, when Jesus passed by. Now, honestly, when we read that, excuse me, when we read that, it sounds like, and of course, when we think of past, we think of that he passed by. We think of something being in past tense, something that's already happened. But what was really happening here was when they heard of this, Jesus was passing by. He was passing by the place where they were at. It wasn't something, you know, there where the Bible says when they heard that Jesus passed by, this wasn't something that had happened a week or so back. He was passing by the place where they were at. And I would like for us for just a moment to analyze these verses of Scripture and look at them somewhat in brief summary. And let's see what we have contained within these few verses of Scripture that I read before you here this morning. First of all, we have two men with a desperate need. They were in dire circumstances. They had a desperate physical condition. They were blind. This was something that obviously, when we read the scriptures, this was something that was much more common, something that perhaps we hear about more commonly or more often in that day than we do now. The scriptures seem to tell us a lot in the days of Christ about people being blind. And these men were blind, and I want you to keep in mind, they were physically blind. They had a great physical infirmity. I want you to think about it for a moment. I sure did, and I read these scriptures over the years. I don't know how many times I've read these scriptures, but I stopped when I was studying this. I stopped and thought about it. Think about it for a few minutes, about these men. They were blind. They couldn't see. Think about living in that condition, of having that type of being impaired in that way, being in spending your days in darkness, not being able to see the beauty. Close your eyes if you want to and imagine it. Not being able to see the beauty around you that God has created. Not being able to see your children. Not being able to see perhaps your spouse, to know that they're there, perhaps hear this voice, but you can't see anything. I don't know, honestly, if we really can imagine that. Only those who have had to experience that know what it's really like. But I know this, I thank God today that I'm able to see. I thank the Lord that I'm able to see the things that are around me. These men couldn't see. They were blind. And obviously it was bothersome to them because it was a great burden to them, because we'll see that in what they were trying to do about that. So obviously these men were not just saying, oh, well, we're blind. I mean, obviously it bothered them that they were blind, and they were seeking opportunity perhaps to be able to overcome that. Now, even though that they were blind, and something else that we can see in this, and another point that I want to make, even though these men were blind, even though they were living that way from day to day, and they were in darkness, things could have been much worse. Because the Bible does teach us here that they were able to hear. It could have been that these could have been two men that were blind and also deaf, but they were able to hear. Because, and the great benefit of that is that the Bible tells us in these verses that they heard that Jesus passed by. And I want you to remember that as we continue here, that they were blind, but they were able to hear, and they had the opportunity to hear something great. They had the opportunity to hear something wonderful, and that was that Jesus was going to be passing by them, or that he was passing by them. Something else that we see in this is that these men obviously believed that in Christ there was help. They obviously believed that this Jesus that they heard was passing by, they obviously believed that he could help them even with their blindness. Now, Brother Wheat mentioned this in Sunday school this morning when he was talking about Naaman. And he was talking about his leprosy and talking about the fact that in those days, in Bible days, if somebody had leprosy, there was nothing that any physician could do about it. There was no cure for it. It was an incurable disease, and only the Lord could heal and cleanse a leper. He was the only one that could. And there was nothing, and no doubt these men realized their situation when they were blind, that there was no hope for them. There was nothing that any man could do to help them. They were blind, but obviously they believed that help could be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the reason that we're able to know that they believed that is because when he passed by them, they cried out to him. They cried out to him. Lord, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And certainly we've got to understand that if they would not have believed that there was hope in him, then it would have been foolish to cry out to him and to ask him for mercy. So they obviously believed that there was help in the Lord Jesus Christ. Something else that we see in this is that Satan didn't want this to happen, did he? He did not want these men to cry out to Jesus. He did not want them to be healed. Listen, I'm going to tell you something today. Peter said that we have an adversary. Our adversary is the devil, and that he is as a roaring lion going about to and fro seeking whom he may devour, and he doesn't want anything good to happen to anybody. And I'm going to tell you this today, that if you are here this morning and you are lost and without God, the devil is going to do everything he can to keep you away from Jesus. He did here. He did it by using the crowd. They tried to deter these men. When they cried out to Jesus, the multitude there, it says, rebuked them that they should hold their peace. The devil was in the middle of all that. I guarantee you that he was. And so as the crowd tried to get them to not cry out to Jesus, thank God for what they did. The Bible says they just cried out more. They become more determined to find healing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And listen, I want to say this. If you're here today and you're lost, my prayer today is that you will be determined in your heart to find the Lord. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Those that seek him with great determination and great zeal, just like the woman there in the parable in Luke 15 that lost the piece of silver and lit a candle and began to sweep the house. And the scriptures tell us that she looked diligently for that piece of silver until she found it. And that's what you need to do with the Lord. You need to seek him diligently. You need to be determined to find the Lord. These men were determined, no matter what. No matter what anybody said to them, no matter what the crowd said, no matter how much rebuke that these people give them and tried to deter them, they cried out that much more to the Lord Jesus. Have mercy on us. Can you imagine it? Think about it. Here are these blind men. They wanted to see, didn't they? They wanted to be able to see. They believed that Jesus could give them their sight. Their only hope, and I already mentioned this, but I want to make this point. Their only hope was in Jesus. Listen, these men needed Jesus. They needed what only Jesus could do. They needed him. You know, lost friend today, and I hope that you will realize this, you need the Lord Jesus. You need him more than you need life itself. You need him more than you need anything. You need him more than you need money. You need him more than you need natural food. You need him more than you need any of the temporal things of this life. You need the spiritual blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ upon your soul. That's what you need. These men needed Jesus. And the last point I wanted to make was this, that the Lord Jesus had compassion upon them. Compassion. He showed compassion to them. He took time. He took the time when these blind men cried out to him, I believe from the depths of their heart, in great anguish, greatly burdened over the condition that they were in. And again, I want to remind you of this once again. Remember, we are talking about a physical condition here. In just a moment, I hope by the help of God to talk to you about something that's much worse. But these men from the depths of their soul cried out to the Lord, burdened about their physical impairments, burdened about the fact that they were blind, sitting there in a crowd of people as the Lord passed their way, crying out to him for mercy upon them, and the crowd saying, shut up, just shut up, just stop it. We don't want to hear it. Just quit calling upon this man. And when they did that, they begin to cry out louder to him. And the Lord took the time. And the Bible says, Jesus stood still. You know, there was a day in my life when I was crying out to God for mercy. The Lord was passing by. And I was crying out to him with a burdened heart. I mean, with a brushed and a cruised spirit. I was crying out to God for mercy. And he was passing by, and he stopped and he stood still for a little while. And he had compassion on my soul. And he did here on these men. Jesus stood still and called them and said, what will ye that I shall do unto you? Don't you think that had to be comforting words to those men? They couldn't see him with their physical eyes. They knew that he was passing by because of what they had heard, but they couldn't see him. But they knew that they were blind, and they knew that they needed help, and they knew that Jesus was the only help for them, and they knew the multitude was rebuking them and trying to get them to stop. But don't you think it brought great joy to their heart when they heard the Lord Jesus standing there and saying, okay, I've heard you. What is it that you would have me to do unto you? Let me tell you something today, lost friend. When the Lord calls you, you come to him. You come to him. He called these men unto him. And he asked them what it is that they would have him to do. Well, in this account of the Lord, long, long ago, many, many years, thousands of years ago, the account that we're given here in the scriptures of Jesus giving sight to two blind men so long ago, what does that have to do with us today? What can we glean from this? What can we take from this today that will benefit us in our time? Well, we find this one verse in the 13th chapter of the Hebrew letter, and it tells us Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. The same Jesus that we read about in the scriptures, that we read about here in this gospel account of Matthew, that long ago healed those men. We read about this same Jesus. He went ahead and he went to the cross and he died for the sins of the whole world. And then after his death on the third day, he resurrected from the dead. And after many days, he ascended back to heaven to be with God. And when he got back there, he sat down at the right hand of God, and he's sitting there right now making intercession for our prayers. And when he left this world, when he ascended on the clouds of heaven, there were two angels that stood by his disciples. And you know what they told them? They said, they asked them, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into the heavens? This same Jesus, the same one, which is taken from you, shall so come again in like manner as you've seen him go." There's only been one Jesus. Amen. And he's the same yesterday and today and forever. And you know, men today, human beings, are in the same condition that they were in in this gospel account when Jesus there was coming from Jericho and passing by these men. Men today are in the same condition that these men were in. They are very, very needy creatures. Needy. And listen, people today are still blind. I want you to know this today, and I'm going to prove this to you by the Word of God. I wouldn't say it today to you if I could not prove it, but I want you to know something. If you're here today and you're lost and without God, the Bible teaches me that you are blind. I'm not talking about physical blindness. I'm talking about a spiritual blindness. Honestly, I'm talking about being blind in a way that's much worse than the way these men were blind. I'm talking about a blindness that has happened unto you that is worse than physical blindness. I'm talking about spiritual blindness. And the Apostle Paul, in his writing to the Corinthians, he speaks about that. If we look in the fourth chapter of the 2 Corinthian letter, beginning with verse 3, Paul said, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." That's who I'm talking to today. You that are lost, you that have not been born again by the Spirit of God. And that's who Paul is talking about here in this writing. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Listen, in whom the god of this world, who is that? That's the devil. In whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Folks, I'm telling you today that from a spiritual standpoint, there was a time in my life when I was just like these men there on that road to Jericho. I was blind. I was blind. God, the god of this world, the devil, had blinded my mind. I was under spiritual blindness, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto me. And realizing that blindness, and thank God that I had heard about one that could heal me. Isn't that wonderful? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Hear, and your soul shall live. That's what the Scriptures tell us. Hear, and your soul shall live. And so thank God that in my blindness that I had heard about the Lord Jesus Christ, that I had heard what He could do for me. I had heard that good old grand gospel message, the good news that Jesus had come to save lost sinners. And in my desperate, blinded condition, I cried out to Him for His mercy, and He opened my eyes. Amen. If you've been saved, you've experienced that. The Lord opened my eyes. We sing about it, don't we? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. These men were physically blind, and the Lord Jesus Christ took time to stand still with them for a moment and touch their eyes and had compassion upon them and opened their eyes that they could see. And when he gave them their sight, the Bible says that they followed him. And those of us that have been saved, we too were blind. We were blind because of sin. Friends, listen, there's never been a disease worse than sin. These other things that we talk about, oftentimes they were the result of it. But there's never been disease. There's never been a condition that man has ever known worse than sin. And you can say whatever you want to today to yourself, but no matter how you cut it, no matter how you analyze it, you can say, well, I'm a good person. And you know what? From the standpoints of the world, you may be. But in the eyes of God, you're a sinner. We all are. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And sin is blinding, and sin is a killer. And the Bible says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed up on all men, for that all have sinned. It is appointed unto men once to die, and the reason that it is because all men everywhere are guilty of sin. If all men everywhere were not guilty of sin, then God would not have commanded all men everywhere to repent. Amen. But he did. I'm going to tell you something today. If you're here and you're lost, I want you to know this. I want you to know the truth. The truth. Your only hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. You are not going to find salvation anywhere else, but you can find abundant life in him. You can find it abundantly in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't turn to him, some of you here today, God help you. May God have mercy on your soul. You've been lost for a long time, as far as we know. You've never testified of finding the Lord, of knowing his saving grace, and that has gone on for many years. And I want you to know something today, friend. I want you to know the truth. Those who continue in that condition, when it comes down to the time when you've got to die and leave this world, you're going to go to a devil's hell. You're going to go to a place of eternal torment. You know, you may sit here today, I hope this won't be the case, but you may sit here today and you may say, I don't believe that. But friends, listen, it's still just as true as it's ever been. The scriptures teach us very, very plainly that there is a heaven to be gained and there is a hell to be shunned, and there are two eternal places when we leave this world. Those who have made it right, those that have made their preparation through the blood of Jesus Christ and have been born again by his Spirit, are going to heaven when life is over. No question. Nothing's going to stop that. But those who are not, there won't be one lost soul that will make it into the portals of heaven. Amen. Not one. There's a heaven and there's a hell. And lost friend, listen, the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. Time is swiftly passing you by. Opportunity is swiftly passing you by. What if these two men, these two blind men, as they sat there that day by the roadside and they heard that Jesus was passing by, what if they would have said, well, I don't feel like fooling with it today. I've been blind for a long time. You know, what's a little bit longer? I'm sure he'll pass by us again. No, they didn't do that. They heard that there was opportunity, and they cried out,
They took advantage of that opportunity and they cried out to the Lord. You know what I believe? I believe Jesus is passing by. Friends, he's passing by. You're going to have your opportunity, but you're going to have to take advantage of it when he gives it to you. The Lord is passing by here today. I believe that. I believe he's with us. And you know what? When those men cried out to Jesus for mercy, the Lord didn't say, "Oh, somebody else is bothering me." No, he loved it. It's what he came for. He came to heal. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. And listen, there are a lot of us here today, perhaps a wife, perhaps a parent, a friend that would love to witness you crying out to the Lord for salvation. But there's nobody that loves it any more than Jesus. He came and he suffered and he died. And because of what he was able to see ahead, he was even able to despise the shame of all that and look ahead to sinners coming to him and seeking him for salvation. Lost soul, you need Jesus. You need the Lord Jesus. I would like for us to have a song. Let's stand. Let's sing. Let's pray. Let's reach out. Let's follow the Spirit of God. Lost friend, do what the Lord would have you to do. Don't turn him away. He's passing by. And you need him desperately. Church, follow the Lord. Do what the Spirit of God would bid you to do while we stand and sing.